This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I'm seeing on Facebook that says 25 years ago today, America stopped to watch the cops chase OJ.
Yep.
But didn't we already say that once?
No, the last week was the murders.
Oh, okay.
It was several days after that the Bronco chase happened.
Gotcha.
Yep, so it's today.
25 years ago today, America stopped dead in its tracks to watch the cops chase OJ in a white Ford Bronco while people on overpasses were cheering him on with signs.
I remember.
Oh, it's crazy. By the way, speaking of which, it says it was supposed to be a big sports night. Viewers around the nation settled in front of their TV screens to watch the New York Knicks take on the Houston Rockets in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. But instead, another sports figure dominated television in an unforgettable way that night. O.J. Simpson hopped into a white Ford Bronco, rode down an L.A. interstate, and sparked one of the most watched events in TV history.
Yeah, I remember the split screen. You had the basketball game on, and
you had
the Bronco chase on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they had a split screen.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. One side basketball, like the other side.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
It was 2 hours. They said that at about 6:45, police saw Simpson on the expressway in a white Ford Bronco driven by his friend and former teammate, Al Collings. Collings? He was riding in the back, and he reportedly had a gun. And with that, the 60 miles per hour. It was really slow.
Yeah, it was very slow.
Yeah, it was 60 miles, 2 hours. Low-speed pursuit through Southern California was on.
By the way, in the overnight ratings back 25 years ago, O.J. Simpson killed the NBA playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. The next day, the ratings came out. Millions and millions of people watched the Bronco chase and turned away from the basketball game.
95 million people watched it.
Yeah.
95 million.
Is that crazy?
It is.
You couldn't get that audience today.
No.
They can't even get that with the Super Bowl.
At all. I know it. 95 million.
Is that wild?
Yeah, it's crazy. Speaking of which, O.J. Simpson then joined Twitter yesterday, and people are not happy.
No, I saw a lot of tweets yesterday, people saying, don't follow this scumbag. Anybody that follows him, they would be looking for you on Twitter just to harass you. All kinds of threats and stuff.
Andy Cohen from Bravo.
Yeah.
He said he was talking about why in the hell would O.J. Simpson go on Twitter. But he said the scariest part for him ever was that O.J. Simpson followed him.
Oh, really?
And he's like, I don't know what to do. I don't want him to follow me.
How could he follow him if he didn't have a Twitter account to begin with?
No,
if he just went on Twitter.
He just did it.
Oh, so he started following him as of like yesterday.
Yes, he said it last night on that live.
Okay.
Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
He's like, he just started following me. What do I do?
Jeez.
He's like, I don't want him. That would be scary.
Yeah, I've stayed away from OJ.
Yeah.
Saw the story yesterday. Thought about searching him out. I think I'll look right now. I'll see if I can find him.
I'm
not
going to
hit the follow.
Yeah, because people
I'm not
like
going to hit the follow. Okay. I just want to see if it's there.
All right, by the way, his first tweet is number one.
Okay.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So, this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So, God bless. Take care.
Got to get even.
Who's he getting even with?
I don't know. I feel like you've already gotten even.
I don't know if you should say that.
Killed a couple of people.
Yeah. I don't know if you should say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you spend some time for that whole theft thing or
OJ, if I'm you, man, you're doing pretty darn good, you know, considering everything you've been through. I mean, you went through this murder stuff, the things you did. Then you broke into that hotel room in Vegas and you stole all that memorabilia that you claim is all yours. You went to prison. You've been sued by the families of the Goldmans. You're ordered to pay, what, $33 million, I think it is. You've not paid a penny. They can't touch your pension. That means that you make $250,000 a year from the NFL and nobody can touch it. You live in Las Vegas and you play golf. I'd stay off of Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea.
No, I think you're a very lucky guy to be in the situation you are.
I am. Amen. Amen.
You know, and it's like, dude, here's your chance to just drift away and just live your life, stay out of the public eye, and don't make us have to think about you anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Just go away.
He can't.
I know.
It's his ego.
It's his narcissist. And then he goes on to say that he did not have relations with this woman, Kris Jenner.
Never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Kris romantically, sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Chloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine.
That's not my girl.
That's not my baby. It's not my baby. Not my baby.
I don't know. I may have to follow.
Oh, God.
Well, this is pretty good stuff. He's talking about Kris Jenner, and he didn't have relations with her, and Chloe's not his daughter. I don't know, Jamie. I may have to follow.
You feel like this is a thing for you?
I feel like I might have to get on board. I just need these updates.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Did you know that the Spice Girls were on tour?
I did.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't. I was still waiting for them to go on tour.
Yeah. Well, it's only in the UK. I think the tour's over.
It is over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It was like a one-day deal.
I know, but remember, it's supposed to be a world tour, and then I kept waiting for it, and I thought they were practicing and stuff. Hey, guess what? It's over. Yeah. The tour is over. The Spice Girls reunion tour came to an end in the UK on Saturday night at Wembley Stadium in front of 70,000 fans. After the show, Jerry Halliwell, she thanked everybody on Twitter.
13 stadiums, almost 700,000 people with three amazing women I've shared that stage with. And I want to say thank you to Melanie and Emma and everybody that showed up for us. It has been something that I will never ever forget. Big love from Spice World. Mwah.
So 13 shows.
70,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were in Wembley. Sean, go ahead.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want it, I want it. It's really, really zigga, 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 zigga.
It's like we were there.
Yeah.
It's like we were there.
I feel like I participated.
You want to be my lover? Just want to be my friend. We can get together.
Now, why isn't there a world tour?
I feel like the world's done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the Spice Girls' backyard there at Wembley.
Yeah.
So they can really draw 70,000. They don't want to get out on the road and just draw seven people.
Totally.
During the concert, Jerry apologized to her bandmates and the fans for leaving the group in 1998 to go solo.
And to the fans, is that I'm sorry. I was just being a brat. And I want to say that it's just so good to be back with the girls that I love and with you.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to hit, I want to hit, I want to hit, I want to hit. A zigga, 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 zigga.
Such a good song. Thank you, Sean.
You know, this comment that she makes doesn't make sense to me because, okay, you're apologizing for going solo and not staying with the girls, yet the tour's over and you're not going to stay with the girls.
Well, no, she's just saying she broke up the band in 1998.
Yeah. Well, she's about to go solo again because the tour's over.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they got back together and they did their final tour, but she was just saying, like, you know, it's like the, what's the one that you love, Zayn? What was he?
One Direction.
Yeah. Yes. All of a sudden, those boys were like, hey, I want to be the Timberlake. Hey, I want to be the Timberlake. Hey, I want to be Justin Timberlake.
That wasn't Zayn's fault, so don't even go there. That was Harry. Harry's the son of a... It was not Zane.
It wasn't
so
Zane?
If you even approach that with me, Jamie White, we're going to have a problem today. Okay? Don't even go there. No.
Speaking of Harry, I saw something over the weekend. I'm just going to tell you it by memory because I don't have the article. But I thought this was crazy. So Taylor Swift is like crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. The Kennedy boy, I forgot his name, but there was a Kennedy boy that she dated. And his family wrote some memoir that just came out. And they were talking about how this Kennedy kid was dating Taylor Swift for like 6 weeks. And she was so obsessed with him. Have you ever wondered why she bought that weird house on the East Coast?
No, the one where they threw the big water park party or whatever it
was. Right,
and
it was $5 million.
Yeah.
And it's out of nowhere, and we're all like, what the, what?
Yeah, it was like New Jersey.
Yeah, it was
or
weird.
Or Rhode Island or somewhere.
She did that because she bought it right next to the Kennedy compound.
Oh.
And they were freaking out. They're like, what is she doing?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They'd only dated for 6 weeks, and then she bought that house. She's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, she moved in next door, threw a big party.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I'm in a bikini.
So you can read that, Sean.
Let's see. Taylor Swift buys a $4.9 million Cape Cod beach home near boyfriend Connor Kennedy's family estate.
That was Cape Cod?
That's what it says.
Huh.
Yeah, they said it was just weird. Like, you date somebody for 6 weeks and then you move right next to him? Her family?
Yeah, that's psycho. Yeah.
So there was the big Kennedy compound, and then next to it was Ethan's house. And then Taylor bought the one right next to Ethan's house so she could be right around the whole family.
And then she would have to drive by their house.
Wow, they shared a beach.
I know.
That's creepy.
It is creepy. So they wrote in this book that came out over the weekend that they were worried about Taylor and her mental, you know, well-being, because who drops $5 million when you're 22 years old at the time? She's 22 years old. She drops $5 million to live next door.
I wonder why this didn't come out, though.
I know.
Back when this happened, because that had to be, what, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, well, yeah.
At least.
I know.
And so, and we're just now hearing about it.
We knew that she bought this weird house, but I didn't know any of the details.
Yeah, we didn't know it was associated with a Kennedy.
Mm-mm. And so they said it was super creepy. And then, like, after she bought the house, the family set him down. And they're like, are you feeling safe around her? Like, this is weird. And he admitted that it was very uncomfortable and a lot. And so then they broke up 2 weeks later.
She would throw these big, lavish parties.
So
they would have, like, water park themes. They would bring in, like, big, giant water slides. And she'd invite all of her friends. And they're running around in their bathing suits. And it was crazy.
Some say or speculate that that would be the ultimate goal for Taylor. Obviously, she's made it in this world, and what else do you have? But then to have a Kennedy name and a Kennedy tie was like, woo. Yeah.
She was thinking this 6 and 7 years ago?
Yeah, she was only 22. She's crazy.
I will say, I think she is like, she is into marketing herself. Everything she does is well thought out, and she executes it to perfection. She really does. She's really good at it.
The master.
And I don't think it's her people around her. I think it's her.
I agree. She does a great job at that. We need to learn that.
I know. That's a great art.
Well.
You get results.
I told our boss once. He just stared at me. I said, he's like, look, you're the number one morning show. We don't need to spend any money on marketing. And you know what I said to him?
What's that?
Does McDonald's ever stop?
Never, Jamie White. That is
stop.
A brilliant
yeah,
way.
Right?
That's a brilliant way to explain it.
1 billion served. Do they ever stop?
Yeah. Does Coors ever stop?
They never stop.
Yeah. Go tell Adolf.
Adolf?
I don't know. One of the Coors guys, I think.
Peter.
Yeah, I'll tell him, too.
Oh, did Peter die?
I think so.
He was so nice.
He was.
I liked him.
Hmm.
No, that was sad. Somebody wanted to say this to you. This is very important to tell BJ this. If One Direction hadn't broken up, you, my friend, would never have had your favorite Zayn song.
That's
Whoa,
true.
That is true. That's big.
Good things do come from the breakup itself.
Yeah. But is everything.
But I don't want, here's what I don't want. I don't want the blame of the breakup to ever go to Zayn, because he wasn't responsible
for
that.
Oh, that's what, okay.
Now, what happened after that is purely based on Zayn's talent. So I never had a doubt that he wouldn't make it, okay? But don't even try to put, let me finish here. Don't try to put the blame on him. You know what? I'll smack you.
Yeah.
Serious stuff here. I didn't come in here this morning to have this argument, by the way.
Right. I'm sorry. I'll back off.
I really didn't. When I woke up this morning, it was not a controversy if Zayn broke up the band.
Somebody else texted this. American Financing is the key, king of marketing. 303-695-7000.
Bingo.
Yeah, right?
And Damian knows how to do it right.
Yeah, he does.
And Gabby.
He does. Yeah, they both do.
Yeah. You see his pictures? Have you seen his videos over the past few days?
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives a good life.
He does. But he worked hard.
Hangs
you know
out.
What my friend said, though, you know, you look at people's success. You have to realize they put everything into
yeah.
it, though.
Oh, their yeah.
heart and soul before that.
Hanging out with Richard Branson.
Yeah. I saw that.
Swimming in the pools in Bali.
Richard Branson. Doggy paddling right next yeah. to him.
When you're a person, you can tell Richard Branson to go get you a beer.
Something. Yeah.
That's pretty darn good, man. You've made it.
No,
okay.
Kidding.
You could ask Richard Branson to grab a cold one out of the fridge for you.
Yeah, that's pretty much the sign, isn't it? Yeah. And then finally, congratulations to Chris Tomer. Chris Tomer got married.
What did he do?
He got married over the weekend. Chris Tomer.
Oh, good for Chris Tomer.
We're super
now,
happy.
Have we seen his wife?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I've not seen the picture.
She's an outdoorsy girl, too.
She is?
Yeah. They're both like fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When are you going to do that with Lisa?
Oh, it's probably never going to happen. I did get my bicycle over the weekend. Yeah, so...
Did you ride it?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
No, we haven't gone there yet.
Well, you just got it.
I
got
to switch out the pedals. I bought new pedals.
Still? So you had to switch out the pedals last week?
No, I just picked it up over the weekend,
what
Sean.
What day?
Oh, okay.
I just picked it up over the weekend. I told you that
you
yesterday.
What day? Hey, Snippy.
Hey.
What day did you get it?
I picked it up on Saturday morning.
Well, you had plenty of time.
No, yeah. I've been busy.
What'd you do?
I've not had plenty of time.
Saturday was a good day.
Great day.
U.S. Open was
on. Bike.
I had to watch golf.
You could have brought it inside. Sometimes I'll work on my bike right in front of the TV.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
I'm not going to do that. I've got a golf tournament to watch.
Oh, yeah.
They have commercials.
I've got plenty of time.
Can't look away.
I'll get to it.
They have commercials. Don't you do
I did. I did lower the seat. It was really, it was a crotch herder. man, I was trying.
Oh, so you sat on it.
I did. I sat on it just to get a feel.
Okay.
And the seat was just, man, oh man, did it. Whew,
yeah, it'll do
it was
that.
Like
yeah.
a bicycle enema.
Those banana seats really hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I lowered the seat and then I got tired. And I went in the house, put it back in the garage.
So do you think you're going to bike with Lisa?
I think I will. Oh, I think I'll give it a spin. I do.
Again, can I just give you one piece
maybe
of,
this week.
One piece of advice, and
what's
don't
that?
Take this wrong. Please let her have the baby buggy behind her car.
Oh, there's no doubt about
okay,
that.
Okay, I know I've
that's
said
never,
it. Okay.
That's never going to be an option for me.
I just feel like that you're...
No, yeah. It won't be allowed.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right, good.
Those rules are already in
all
play.
All right, good. Woo!
Yeah, but at least I have a bicycle
Yay!
That's operating, and it's in the garage.
That's exciting.
Yeah, picked it up at the bike source over the weekend.
So it's just hanging there.
Yep. Well, it's just sitting there. I didn't want to hang it back up again. I was tired. After lowering that seat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was a lot of work.
Yeah, so I just put it, leaned it up next to the wall.
How many hours was the U.S. Open?
It went on. The great thing about the U.S. Open was it was in Pebble Beach, which is Pacific time. So this thing would come on like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But it would last until 8 o'clock at night. So it was prime time viewing for me.
So you didn't have your wife at home.
Right.
You didn't
Saturday.
Have the baby.
Right.
So you watched TV from 2 to 8?
No, I watched the pre-show too, from 10 until 8. So I started at 10 in the morning.
You're going to get blood clots.
And I ran and got the bike, and I got back just in time for the tournament to start. It was a great Saturday.
You are going to get blood clots. You know how you can't sit there in an airplane seat?
Yeah.
For a long time, you have to walk around and stuff if you fly international?
Right.
You should have that in your mind. You got to get up, move.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind.
Blood clots. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.